A navy blue Ford pickup truck that is allegedly selling puppies while driving around the peninsula has many residents worried. On Tuesday, January 28, a North Saanich resident shared her concern online, saying she spotted the truck along Forest Park Drive parked near Panorama Recreation and KELSET Elementary. A woman had a large crate of small puppies by her vehicle, according to her post on the Sydney Community Facebook page. The post was immediately inundated with more than 100 comments from people who had seen the truck themselves. I saw it around noon and looked to me like there were many more pups in cages stuffed in the back seat. The back of the truck was loaded with so much stuff, one group member shared. When I came back out of the ice rink at 2:30 p.m., she was washing the back end of her truck and then they drove away. According to another community member, Sydney, North Saanich RCMP spoke with the owner of the truck and the dogs appeared to be healthy and had food and water. She was issued a warning for conducting business without a license. But North Saanich is just one of a few places where the truck was spotted. On Saturday, January 25, at around 4 p.m., the same woman and truck were seen on Island View Beach selling 6 puppies for $1,000 each. They were also in Sydney last Thursday, Jan, 23, said resident Janice LeBlanc. There was a sign that says, puppies, on the back of the truck and she was walking around with the puppies in a pen out on the grass area across the street from the Mary Winspear Center. There is no existing bylaw to regulate the sale of animals, meaning there is no clear enforcement procedure, according to CRD bylaw and animal care services. Classic Puppy Mill, backyard breeder, another group member said. Reputable breeders do not sell puppies on the roadside out of the back of a truck. BCSPCA says if the animals are in the back of the truck, that is considered an illegal way to transport animals. The Animal Welfare Organization has regulations in place for dog and cat breeders to ensure those seeking to purchase puppies or kittens are well educated about the difference between a good breeder and one who is breeding for profit without regard for the health and welfare of the animals in their care. They said that if a breeder requests to meet you in a shopping mall, parking lot, or somewhere else away from their breeding facility to get your new pet, it's a clear indication you are dealing with a disreputable source. If these folks are having a hard time finding good homes for their puppies, the BCSPCA is always here to help, said Emma Hamill, Victoria Animal Center manager. We have the capacity to take in these pups and help them find loving homes in a more responsible way. According to the Animal Advocates Society of BC, there are thousands of backyard casual breeders, puppy mills and puppy resellers throughout the province. They said puppy reselling is an issue that can and should be dealt with through business licensing, but standards need to be written. Currently there are no regulations, and reselling puppies in quantity has become a big business. If you see anything that seems suspicious to you, call BCSPCA's Animal Helpline at 1-855-622-7722.